Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration.
Fact. Over 700 people have been killed by the hands of the police just this year alone. I'm Catherine Sheffield, host of the weekly podcast A Few Bad Apples. Each week, I unravel true stories of victims whose lives have been affected by bad apple officers of the law. I bring this relevant conversation into the public spotlight because it's a way to provoke change and reform. Not all officers are bad, and in fact, I highlight a positive story at the end of every episode to balance the spectrum. A Few Bad Apples is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of I Had to Say It. Today we're going to talk about something that kind of ties into a lot of the reoccurring themes in this show. And it seems to be some of the issues that people actually want to hear discussed. And the ones where I get the most feedback from people are generally the ones where I'm saying something that a lot of us are thinking, we're just not all saying it. And so in that vein, today I want to take a few minutes to sit down and have a conversation, sort of a PSA, if you will, to address these people who seem to think the anniversary of their birth is something that mandates more than just saying happy birthday. And to a certain extent, I'm willing to even go as far as say it's my birthday weekend. Because if you really go out and really dig in and celebrate your birthday, you need a day or two to recover. Unless you're just really stupid and lame and you just want the attention for 48 hours, in which case, you still kind of suck. But the thing that really gets under my skin, and it started with a couple of really kind of snotty, spoiled, entitled little bitches. And I'm using this not as a derogatory term for females. I'm saying bitch more in the general tendency of, I know plenty of guys that qualify as well. Y'all know when somebody's acting bitchy, they're acting bitchy. It could be a him, it could be a her, it could be a they. I don't really give a damn how you want to identify. But bitchy is bitchy, and we all know it. And it started out, it didn't seem to be nearly as bad when I was a kid, but there were a few who, oh, it's my birthday week. It's all about me this week. No, it's really not, is the thing. These people have an unrealistic definition of self-worth. Because unless you've really done something, and I mean not just doing something, but something significant, something the world should actually care about, you're not royalty, and even if you are, being royal at this point has been pretty much proven. You're not chosen by God, you're chosen by generations of inbreeding. So even the royals really don't mandate long-term celebrations. And for a while, it was even kind of being pushed along by society and different television programs. They had the, you know, My Super Special Sweet 16th or whatever the hell that show was called back in the day, where it was all these spoiled little rich girls getting ridiculous parties and spoiled little rich boys getting ridiculous parties and massive gala events and huge ridiculously expensive gifts that no teenager has any business being handed. And I really don't give a damn how loaded your parents are. If you're a super rich parent and you're just handing your kid everything they want without making them have any concept of worth or value, you're a shitty parent. But that's, I digress. Even those little monsters were not, and as entitled as they were in making their parents go out and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to throw them these huge social functions with stupid amounts of celebrities in attendance and gift bags for all the guests that were worth tens of thousands of dollars a person and whatever other outlandish crap they would do to try and outdo everybody else so they could be talked about and they could be remembered. Because realistically, most of these people, the only thing they could be remembered for is buying their attention and bribing people into remembering them and lavishing praise on them, because they haven't actually done or accomplished anything that's worthy of praise other than existing. And that in and of itself is a sad trope that we've allowed to happen, where it's a congratulations, you didn't die. Ultimately, we're all going to die at some point. So you celebrate the anniversary of the day you came kicking and screaming into the world, covered in blood and crying, and things just get worse from there. And so, like I said, if you really go out and party, you need a weekend to recover. So birthday weekend's okay. And hearing obnoxious entitled little fucks call out for, oh, it's my birthday week, that was frustrating, but it wasn't anything to the point where I really had to vent and get things off my chest and say, no more. Enough's enough. Who in the actual shit do you think you are? And to a certain extent, well, it's still obnoxious in my book. It may be slightly more forgivable in younger people, even teenagers, I guess, but little kids being excited about it for a week. Okay, I can understand that. You haven't really done shit with your life yet. That's something to be excited about, is you got through another year. You put another one in the books. You're almost an adult, which for some stupid friggin' reason we're all in a rush to do when we're children. And once you actually get to be an adult, you realize how much it sucks and you wish you were still a kid. Which leads to people behaving juvenilely and acting like general morons in spite of all the we should know better, we still don't. And the general failure of society and the current generations to actually accomplish the feat of becoming an adult. Just old fat babies at this point, walking around all entitled and obnoxious. Which leads me to the thing that actually triggered me and got me set to the point. And I hate that phrase, it triggered me, but this shit set me off. It really did. I heard somebody refer to it as their birthday month. And not in just a casual, like, my birthday is this month kind of thing, but more like, and acknowledge the fact that sometime within the span of this 30-day period, I was born. Well, what have you done to merit so much attention and so much worth? Not a damn thing. And the fact that this was said by someone who is a fully actualized adult, and I don't mean necessarily in a successful adaptation from a teenager to an adult, that would be a whole different kettle of fish. I mean someone that has reached physical maturity and has gone from the stage of growth into the stage of gradually working towards death. Things are starting to break down, things are starting to fail, things are starting to... Gravity has taken its toll on all of us at this point, and it's starting to show. Things no longer seem to be a young and healthy sheen to any aspects of their life. Somebody that's my age, who has literally no accomplishments to tout other than having offspring, and that offspring being a fairly decent kid, which is something that's a lot more meritorious of celebration than the, oh, well, I made it another 12 months without somebody sticking a meat fork in my neck. I just take issue with the fact that if you've accomplished nothing over the course of a year except for to make it to be another year older, yeah, okay, celebrate your birthday. We all do it. It's a way of marking time and keeping track of where we're at to a certain extent. But if you haven't accomplished some world-altering shit, there is not a single good reason why anyone should acknowledge beyond that day. I mean, week is obnoxious. Saying it's my birthday month, you just need to go play in the friggin' freeway. I don't care what. You better cure cancer with that friggin' attitude, because you haven't done anything to merit that kind of attention other than being self-centered, obnoxious, and spoiled. And I know it's kind of petty, and in the grand scheme of things, it's really a minor little thing, but at the same time, all the other ridiculous shit that's been going on this year, and I'm tired of talking about politics because I've made my position abundantly clear. Regardless of which side of the spectrum on, if you're on an extreme side of the spectrum and you think the only way that things are going to get solved is by your side winning, you're part of the problem and you're an asshole. And I'm done focusing on that stuff for a while. I need a mental break. So I'm going to focus on these petty, obnoxious, stupid little people that just make up the day-to-day minutia of me trying to get through life and having to put up with these people that... And maybe I'm overthinking things. Maybe this is just me being me and reading too much into these things, but it just shows just this ridiculous and nauseating sense of entitlement that people are literally walking through life thinking that their time and their presence is so valuable that the simple fact of their existence needs to be celebrated and honored for a friggin' month. 1/12th of the year. I'm dumbfounded that people think this is okay and people encourage this behavior and people allow this behavior. There's nothing wrong with celebrating your life and getting together with your friends and family and marking the anniversary of your birth. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a birthday. But just the sickening arrogance of... Because the people who feel this way, they never do it quietly. They're never just standing by quietly being adored by their followers or anything like that. They are making social media posts about it. They are talking really loud at every opportunity, whether it has anything to do with the conversation at hand or not. They find some way to work it in there. Oh my God, it's my birth month. Oh my God, it's all about me. Holy shit. And it's just a level of arrogance. I can't wrap my head around how people think this is okay. What the hell is happening to this world where people are just that self-consumed that they think the rest of the world gives a shit? It's beyond entitlement. It's dumb. It's self-delusional. It's ridiculous. And it's, now that I got it off my chest, I guess we'll take a quick break here and we'll come back and we'll discuss something else. We'll be back in a couple minutes. All right, thanks for listening to that, guys. Now that we're back to it, I want to talk about something else, and it's kind of been on my mind off and on since I started this show, and anybody that's listened to me has probably got kind of a rough idea of where I'm going to go with this, but I've heard it recently come up with a couple other different shows I've been listening to that one of the things about just me being me and the fact of the hows and the whys behind why I do this is I say exactly what's on my mind, and if you don't like it, you're more than welcome to lump it. I mean, I'm always willing to discuss my opinions and my beliefs with anyone who wants to have a adult, rational conversation, but at the same time, I'm really not looking for anybody's approval. I really don't care what people think of me within the confines of, if you don't like my opinion, that's your opinion, you're entitled to it. As long as you're not trying to force me to agree with you or say I have to believe what you believe, we're going to get along fine. And with a lot of the stuff that's been going on in this country recently, people are being put into positions where beliefs are being attacked. People are trying to make judgments based on whether or not they agree with somebody, not on any sort of merit, but simply on the fact that there's an issue they disagree over. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, there are way too many cases of these polarizing stances where people are way too quick to assume that just because you feel one way about a certain subject that you are automatically their enemy and you are opposed to them and you must be just the most horrible person because you disagree with them about one thing. And I've said it many times, I'm very middle of the road. I believe in personal rights and personal liberties. I believe that every human being has the potential for worth. I'm not going to say every human being has worth because I don't buy that. There are people out there that are completely worthless. It's usually due to decisions of their own making. I will never hold somebody responsible for something that is beyond their control. But if you are in a shit position because of conscious choices you have made and refusing to learn lessons or refusing to put in the effort to better your situation and willful and deliberately finding yourself in a situation that you're going to bemoan your fate and piss and moan about how unfair it is, but you're not going to do anything about it, well then, you know, fuck you. I have no use for you. As long as you're at least putting in some effort, you're showing some merit, then you have some worth. When you've given up, when you've just shrugged it off and said, I can't deal with it, it's not fair, I need help, there's one thing to ask for help that's legitimately asking for help. There's another thing that's asking for help because you don't want to do for yourself. It's just as much about intent as it is about what you're actually doing. And I will always help somebody who legitimately wants help, but I will not help somebody who wants me to do whatever it is for them. If it's a matter of teaching or showing or explaining, or it's something that one person cannot do for themselves, then yes, I will help. If you want me to do something for you just because you don't want to do it yourself, you can kiss my ass. And I'm sick to death of people that think that's wrong, thinking I must be a horrible person because I don't want to just go around doing shit for other people all the time. By that same token, I don't expect people to do things for me either. And that doesn't mean I'm automatically a horrible bastard, and it doesn't mean automatically I'm going to be some big pushover and just, I'm not some huge bleeding heart either. The extremes don't have to exist, and I think it's a shame we've gotten to the point where people will try and end you for disagreeing with them. They will try and take away your livelihood. They will try and this cancel culture bullshit. I personally happen to believe that human rights are a real thing, and things you can't control, the color of your skin, the way you feel about who you're attracted to, as long as you're not one of the creepy pedophile types. I don't care how many different ways you try and spin it, that will never ever be okay as far as I'm concerned. But you know, the gay, straight, bi, queer, pan, whatever, I don't give a shit about any of that because it doesn't affect me. Those are factors in your life, and I believe you're entitled to pursue your right to happiness as long as you're not harming someone else in the process. I don't believe that there's any reason for anyone could ever try and justify things like rape or just violent assaults that are unprovoked and purely for a personal gain kind of thing. Like, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a justifiable rape. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you believe, what your faith is, what any your upbringing tells you. That's not okay. That's horse shit. Because you're being purely selfish. You're doing something for yourself at the detriment of another. So, fuck you. Gay rape, straight rape, whatever. It can all happen. If you're forcing someone into something sexual without their consent, you're a piece of garbage. You need to die. And I'm never going to apologize for feeling that way. On the other side of that coin, people say, well, you think that way, you must be a horrible person, and you're this phobic or that phobic. No, I'm not. I don't understand people that can say, oh, well, I'm transphobic, or you're homophobic, or you're heterophobic. That happens too, believe it or not. I don't really understand how you can get so hung up on how somebody else is living their lifestyle that you have to force them to accept your beliefs. You don't agree with what they're doing, just leave them the hell alone. And realistically, I really don't see why. I mean, it's like a curb that's a quarter inch high. Why can't you get over that stupid little curb? I feel so bad for, like, the fact that our society has kids that are afraid to be who they are because they're afraid of how their parents are going to react. And I don't understand. I mean, if my kid came to me and told me anything, regardless of what, as long as it wasn't like, you know, I got a kid tied up in my basement, in which case I'll turn him in my damn self, and, you know, they're going to ask what happened. He's going to say he fell down some stairs before I brought him in. But any of that other shit, I wouldn't care. I don't see how somebody can just turn off, like, their affection towards their children over something these kids don't have any control over. Because as stigmatized and everything, acceptance is coming and acceptance is growing, and that's a good thing.
But there's still such a stigma attached to these things that people are willing to just be miserable because they're terrified to admit it because of a bunch of closed-minded shitheads. And that's just the way I feel about those things. But on the other hand, I also feel that every American should own a firearm, be proficient in its use, and keep it. Hell, I think we should be able to buy howitzers and tanks. But that's not the point. The point is, I also believe I should be allowed to have these opinions without having a whole group of people who disagree with me swarming down on me trying to end my rights and ruin my livelihood and destroy my life because I said something they don't like. And the only reason people do this shit is because they get away with it. And we've allowed it. We've become so permissive. Everyone's so afraid of being called the bad guy and being pointed out as the one who's being this or being that or you're being difficult or you're being mean. And in the process, we've put so much power in the hands of people that can't handle the fact that not everyone feels the way they do that everything's just fallen apart. And ultimately, the thing that got me to this point is after listening to a couple of different podcasts in the last few days where it's generally not the kind of shows where you expect them to have to say these things, like give a little warning, like, hey, we're going to say something here that you might not agree with. It's because, yes, I listen to shows where there will be dissenting opinions, where there can be hot-button topics. I also listen to things that are lighter and just to make myself giggle or things that are informative. I've started listening to true crime, which is not ever something I thought I was going to get into, but I met some really cool people that have some really cool true crime shows. They do their research. It's not like me just sort of rambling off the cuff and going off a set of cliff notes. It's actual well-researched and documented stuff. It's an educational program, and it's really cool stuff that's out there. And yeah, when you're talking about like these horrific crimes that could cause people to have issues with flashbacks or personal trauma or things like that, then I understand there being warnings and there being like a notification that they're going to discuss some pretty gnarly shit. But I don't think it's fair or right that we've gotten to the point where as a society, people feel the need to say, hey, we're going to say something here you might not agree with, and if you want to keep liking us, you might want to turn the show off now. Or they feel the need to say, hey, there's a trigger warning, we're going to say something about politics, and it might not agree with what you think. It really shouldn't be at the point where the masses have to be warned that they might hear something they're not going to like. People shouldn't be this soft. And more importantly, other people shouldn't have to worry about what they're doing being ended because somebody didn't agree with them. If you don't agree with somebody, you don't have to ruin them. All you have to do is leave them alone. It's the core tenets of, in this country, we're supposed to believe that people have the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of happiness does not mean happiness on your terms. It means happiness on theirs. And as I keep saying, as long as they're not hurting anybody, leave them the hell alone. You don't like what they think, fine, don't talk to them about that. That doesn't automatically make them a terrible person. It doesn't automatically make them evil or bad or wrong. It makes them different. We're not all supposed to be the same. If we were, we'd all be popping out looking like cookie cutters, carbon copies of each other. We would all be boring as fuck. And that's what we would have to deal with. But we don't. But we're not. We're not made that way. I don't care what you believe. We're all if you believe we're created by a divine and loving higher power, then all this variety and all these different beliefs exist for a reason. And if you believe it's all random chance or it's mutations or it's evolution or it's science, it's the same thing. It happens that way for a reason. We may not understand the reason. We may never know the reason. We may never be able to discern the exact logic behind things. Doesn't make it any less valid due to our inability to understand it. So realistically, try and grow a little understanding. Try and be decent to each other. It shouldn't be a tenet that we have to keep harping on and keep trying to hammer into people's heads. If you wouldn't want it done to you, don't do it to somebody else. You want to be able to express your beliefs and your opinions. Whether you like it or not, you have to let other people express their beliefs and opinions. They don't have to align with yours. They don't have to be the same as yours. You want yours to be allowed to be expressed. You have to allow other people to express theirs. It's a real simple statement. If you do not believe in freedom of speech for the people you disagree with the most, you don't believe in freedom of speech, period. So, be kind, be understanding, be good to each other. And for now, that's what I had to say.
Thanks for listening to another episode of I Had to Say It. If you liked what you heard, leave a review, give us a follow, give me some feedback. And if you didn't like what you heard, leave a review, give me a follow, give me some feedback. I'll try and fix it. Check us out on all the social media platforms. That I Had to Say It podcast is the trigger for all that stuff, for the search term. And if you want, check out the website, www.ihadtosayitpodcast.com. There's links to people that have been involved with the program, things I've talked about. There are some links available for some merch that we're working on, and there are ways to contact us there as well. And thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.